by the end of Saturday, it was, we need to take out the young. We need to take out the lefties.
Yep. I'm having a hard time hitting 5-foot putts.
Did I see that you hit a ball so hard you broke a driver head?
That is correct. It may be the only ball I squared up all day.
What's your handicap?
Well, we don't have to talk about that right now.
I was a member at a private course like the last 2 years, but I've never been as like into golf. Is that a humble brag, guy?
That is such a humble brag.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Olympic week of the Lefties Lounge podcast. I wish we could have some, maybe the U.S., what is it called? This is a great start, by the way, the national anthem. That's what I was thinking of. This is a great start. Welcome, guys, to the podcast. We have the whole gang back together. I'm a little excited that we have everybody here. Trying to make excitement out of this Olympic. We're gonna get into it. It feels like there's like not a lot of coverage and not too much going on with the Olympics, but let's welcome you guys in here. Frank, what's going on, man? Good to see you.
What's up, man?
Krafik, good to see you. It's been a couple weeks.
It has, yeah.
That was vacation.
It was good. Oh, I do have to give a shout out. So I didn't give a shout out on the last 10 minutes. Yeah, dude. Because I just, so one of the guys that I play with down in Outer Banks, Jamie O'Brien, he was the only guy to play well when we played Kilmarnock, and I mean like the only guy. He shot 79. Ooh. and then he went out, and that was like, he hadn't broken 80 in like a long time, and he was going out and playing Thursday, and they played Duckwoods Thursday, and I just got word he shot 79 again. And he may or may not have listened to a episode or two, so shout out Jamie if you're listening.
Listen, the Lefties Lounge breaking 80 is,
yeah,
it's,
right.
It's in effect, because
it is in effect. We need to talk about that
full
too.
Effect. Yeah, we have a couple congratulations to go into the New England Championship, right? The New England Amateur.
New England Am. Yep.
Give a big shout out to our boy Cody Palladino for taking that home, and he played well in the Connecticut Open.
Yeah.
And then we have a super big shout out to our boy Pete Ballow. If you listened last week to our bonus episode, you got a little insight on his game and what he was feeling, and super big win for him. If you listened, his dad won this, and his brother's coming second. He's coming second, and now he just smashed the field. I think he won by like 4 or 5.
He ended up winning by 5. Yeah. Do you remember what his number was? I forget. I didn't listen back.
I think
through.
He said, was like he 10 under?
He was 10 under.
Said so 10.
Yeah, I thought he said 10 or 12, but yeah.
Yeah, he was the high one. I think it was 10, but yeah, he won at 12 under. So he shot 3-round tournament, 65, 70, 66 for a 201.
Yeah, he was just lights out.
It wasn't actually, you say he dominated, but he just dominated the back nine today.
Right.
I don't know if you guys saw that. He literally was even with Carpenter, I think, right?
Ben Carpenter, amateur.
After 9 holes, and he was down 3 going into the day. So he won. Yeah. Like that's, I mean, that turn of events there, down by 3 going the day and wins by 5 strokes. Crazy.
Yeah. He was, he came into the day at 7 under, and the leader was at 9. Carpenter was at
2 down.
And so to even think, like, I wonder what his number was. I mean, hopefully, we'll get a chance to talk to him, but I wonder what the number in his head was, like what he thought was going to win it. Cause it probably was around 12, 13, 14 with the way. Yeah. And there were some low rounds, dude. A lot of 65s.
I mean, they had perfect conditions too.
Yeah.
Like it was 3 perfect days. Kind of was a little bit rainy last week, but not too bad. So like they had a good
scoring
course.
Scoring conditions.
Max, I think, came in 4th or 5th. He snuck in there like -4.
Yeah. Theodorakis was 4th. He shot. Yeah. -4. Finished 69, 68.
Yeah. So big shout out to Ballow. Hopefully we'll get him back on, maybe next week or something. We can get him in here so it's relevant. But yeah, shout out to those guys. I mean, the
some other
effect,
shout outs,
I mean,
right?
The what's that?
We need some other shout outs too, right? The CT Masters guys. When you talk about the lounge effect too, I was just thinking.
God.
I know. I was just thinking.
A lot went down.
I know.
Sheesh. We had. Hammy won his flight in the member guest
at Ridgewood.
He also dropped his handicap. got to be four strokes, or I think it was like 2.5. I think he was at like a 16.5 or something like that. But he's now rocking at a 14.2 handicap going into the net championship this week for Candlewood. I'll mind you. So big shout out to Hammy. We can get into this. There's a little discrepancy in that.
Whoa. Which,
yeah. Do you want to get into it right now, or do you want to shout out?
Yeah. Why not? No. Let's finish the last shout out.
So, yes, another huge shout out to Dave Lyon. Another big milestone. He not only broke 90, he kicked its ass, and he shot an 85 this weekend, bringing his handicap down, I believe, to like a 19.2.
Yeah, dude, 19 something.
Yeah, sub 20. I believe it's sub 20 for sure, and I think it's almost sub 19. So these guys, first off, I mean, congratulations. Second off, you guys are dumb because it's the net championship. I mean, you think you're going to come in and shoot an 85 and Hammy's going to shoot like an 81 or something? I'm giving Hammy three strokes, and I'm giving Dave like seven.
Timing. It's all perfect. Timing.
It's yeah. Perfect. I mean, that's everything funny. Is just.
And the member guest.
Oh, God. Everything. It's just, I mean, it's rolling. But congrats to those guys. So the little bit of discrepancy that I have, though, okay, is Hammy dropped his handicap, yes, but he was playing match play at a private course. So there was a lot of putts given from what I hear.
Oh, so, you're saying like happened?
This goes back to you guys know I'm a big stickler about the ball going in the cup, whether we're playing a fun round or whatever. If you're going to put that ball, or if you're going to put your score the handicap system, I personally believe that you need to put the ball in the hole, because it's a lot different if you are just given 6, 5, 8, 10 footers. It's a lot different if you're playing match play and stuff. And he shot a couple low rounds, 82, 83. And we talked about this. And his dad made him put him in the handicap, because I don't think he was going to
So that's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, was it the course that puts it in? Like,
it wasn't the course. He had to do it himself, but his dad made him.
Interesting.
So it's very interesting because old
dad make him.
I love how you said
Bear is super bad book too.
I love how his dad made him.
Yeah, like, but I just put those in.
My question is, how different do you think private club members' handicaps are to, say, people like us? Well, I think they're a little fluffed.
I think it's just, I think whether it's private club or like public or whatever, I think it's just that format in general. Like, I think it's when you're playing that best ball match play.
Well, match play aside, like, yeah, there's a lot of putts given in the private industry.
I mean, I think there's a lot of fluffed handicaps.
You like, think so? You think it's just all around?
I think people like there's like guys who go out there, I'm sure, who,
yeah,
you know, I certainly don't putt out everything. That is absolute. Yeah, yeah. And are giving themselves fives and sixes on holes that get eight and nines.
I guess that's a good point then. I guess my next
there's no checks and balances on it. It's put in a score.
So
and
most, yeah, you know? This is great. I think it's like kind of twofold.
It's either one, you have clubs like maybe Ridgewood is one of them where it's like, that's just the way it is. Like it's a private course, but like golf isn't really like the focal point of like the experience. Club, cause yeah. I'll say at least the experience with the smaller private clubs that I've kind of been around and walked around and like talking to like all the nasty dudes over at Plymouth and everything. It's like,
you could say it too. I'll be a humble brag guy for you.
They had a handicap committee and it was like 10 guys who legit like, kind of always made sure to talk about like, yo, anytime we're playing anything on the weekends, like you're putting everything out. It's like legit, like these are your scores. And they kind of like monitor the guys in the league because they keep like a Sunday handicap that's specific to only Sundays. And so it depends, like, I think the vibe of the place, but I could totally see, you know, you playing around at Ridgewood and it just being like, gimme central. But I think it's specific to like the clubs and like what you're doing and like what you're playing. But in those matches, like, yeah. It's tough.
And I guess, tough. Yeah, Frank, I guess you kind of just opened up my mind to the whole thing. I mean, there's probably people out there that just fluff it too. So,
oh yeah,
what dude. What is the handicap?
You know what I mean?
We should hold ourselves to these numbers, guys.
They're sub 10 person, you know, like a single digit, and they're really shooting like, you know, 90 every time. You know what I mean? Yeah. But they're putting down low 80s every time. You know what I mean? Like, it's very easy for you to go out there, and I mean. I'll be one of the first ones to admit, like, before I took golf seriously, like, you know, you blade one into the woods, you pick it up, you put it down, you keep playing, and I got a five, you know? It's like, no, yeah, you got exactly. You probably got a 10.
Like all the,
yeah.
And I was a team handicap, so it doesn't really matter. But my point
is. Right, exactly. But now that you have, now you're in it, and I like it. But yeah, I just, it was just interesting to me. And me and Hammy had talked about it, and we're just like, I was like, damn, I can't believe that you actually did that, because it dropped his handicap significantly.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he shot like an 82 and an 83.
Right.
And then I had high scores coming off or something, too.
And the rating of Ridgewood is probably a tough rate.
Oh, and the 90 that he shot. Yeah, and the 90 he shot at Ridgewood. So he had – it was just an effect, like a two-stroke effect.
Yeah, like, I mean, imagine – like, he could have had like 100s coming off, you know, and that's like
– Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did. And it replaced with a fucking 90.
That's so funny.
Crazy, man. So let's get into we'll get into our games a little bit. We got the Olympic talk. We have the 3M a little bit, because we do have to talk in honor of you. You love this tournament for some reason.
Oh, John. Yeah.
So we will talk about that alternate event this week, or the eighth major, whatever you call it.
Seventh, sorry.
Don't
disrespect it, dude.
But we had some rounds played. Frank, you got out a couple times, correct?
Yeah, I got out.
Or no, did we talk about
one and a half?
Yeah, okay, yeah. He finished the nine hole.
But we got some big news, because I put a number on you.
You did.
I was playing Vegas and I hammered the under, and boy, did I hit.
Yeah, so I'll start. I finished up a nine holer that actually gave me an 89, which actually didn't help my handicap at all, because I dropped like an 87. I was in that like that range of just dropping good scores, and it's like impossible to, I mean, unless I'm shooting really low, which so Saturday I played Fairview, which, I mean, if there's a course that I know I'm going to score well, and it's Fairview. Like, at this point, it's just put me on that course.
Especially
and
I'll be
playing. Yeah. So, shot an 82.
We got to get that out of the CT Masters rotation.
I was thinking about that. Like, there's a lot of
maybe, like, switch up the courses.
Even both. Because
Canada, too. You guys play
everybody. Those guys play like 16 times already this year.
I know.
Like, that's crazy, but.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's
go. So, shot an 82, lowest round ever, actually.
Of your whole life?
Yeah, whole life. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah.
Frank.
So, but, well, there's that's no buts. I'll just say that, like, I think it could have been lower. What? Like, that's the way I played. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what happened.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I three putted one and walked out and walked out with a six on one. So,
well,
like,
you were on 79 watch late.
Yeah. And I really didn't know it. It was, I blocked out score like the entire time, which was good, but also like it was the environment I was into. Like, I mean, there was some pretty heavy drinking going on. Like, it was definitely like a fun round. I tried to control myself because I knew I was playing well. So I tried to dial it back a little bit. Yeah. But no, I mean, there was definitely, lots of drinks flowing and which certainly helped the confidence. But no, I mean, the whole round was just, besides that three putt on one, and I was so pissed too. Like, I was on in two, and I was on in three, but I duffed my second shot. And then from there on out, I mean, I was nothing, nails. Yeah.
Nothing worse than having like your favorite course, feeling good going into it, and then double in the first hole.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It was such a
putt, too.
With a three putt, too.
Yeah, like, it was a three putt.
A duff and a three putt. Like, let's go.
But yeah, hit eight greens, seven fairways. I mean, I had two birdies. I birdied the par five sixth. I was there in two. And then.
Oh, nice.
You were on in two.
Yep, on in two. Oof. And two putted for bird.
That's a long hole.
Yeah, that's a long hole.
I mean, I don't know where the drive is coming from, but dude, it's the feeling's right now. Like I just can't power. Again,
was there wind? Was like their wind going?
No,
because that's a fucking that's a super long hole.
It's actually not as long as you think. I think it's only like 475.
The
it's
sixth
not that
hole
long.
That wraps around.
Yeah, to the right. It's not as
the
long.
One
as
I
think.
Eagled. Just
yes.
Yeah. Yeah exactly. Here, the one that I chipped in for Eagle.
Yeah,
it
can't be too far. Yeah.
It's not that long. It's, but it's
listen to him. He can't be too far. He says.
No, if you eagled it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It chipped in from fucking
no, you're right.
120 yards.
I forgot it was a chip.
It gets deeper every time, by the way. It was really right. like a 40 yard shot. Now it's 120.
I
was hoping somebody would catch on to that.
And then I birdied 17. I was on in one.
Oh,
went over
God.
The. Over
oh,
the
you
trees.
Did it.
Yeah,
you did
yeah,
your thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course,
you're just automatic from there.
Yeah, I landed
17.
Right on the
Frank
green.
Frank is automatic. Yeah. He's going for it. Yeah. That's it.
Like so.
Sick.
Yeah. No. Just to really like. I don't know. My confidence is at an all time high right now. Like I feel like I can go out and shoot 79 tomorrow. Like that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Yeah. It's just the driver, dude. It makes such a difference in the world, hitting the ball farther and hitting it in play. Like it's just whatever people say about the most important thing in golf, if you can hit the ball straight and fairly far off the tee, it's
you'll be all right.
Yeah. You're and especially a course like that, because it's not a long course. So you're hitting like, you know, I'm hitting like wedges into some stuff, you know, like on eight, I'm hitting a freaking 40 yard shot in, you know, which is a 300, you know, 25 yard shot, but it's downhill. Like it. So again, it's just, that course plays really well to my strengths for some reason. And, yeah, man, I don't have another round lined up right now, just with all the shit going on in my life, but I'm going to try to make one happen next week. That's my goal, but we will see.
Good luck, sir, because I know you are a little busy.
Yes.
Yes.
I do have, and Ronnie, you know this too, talking to a friend, Mark Verastro, he is trying to get me on the schedule for playing Trump Ferry Point at some point in the next few weekends. So that will be interesting. Totally different course.
But, yeah, tell him that it'll be a little going away gift.
Yeah, exactly.
To bring the lounge.
Exactly.
If you're listening, Mark,
yes,
just do it. Don't be shy. Cool. That's, I mean, 82 though, Frank. Congrats. So this is just this podcast name already is going to be congratulations. That's all it's going to say. Yeah. Okay.
They really do name themselves.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Real quick, just to kind of piggyback on Frankie's point about like hitting the ball far. I don't know if you guys heard, like obviously Mark Brody's done, you know, a bunch of like podcast tours.
Million.
I know. Yeah. Like, yeah. He,
like
he,
in
I
the
feel
past
like,
it, week.
I feel like his name like kind of recirculates every like, especially now more, but like every 6 to 8 months in the golf world. But he was just on, I forget who he was on. Probably Chasing. We'll give that
he
a
was
shout
on Chasing.
Out.
He was on NLU. He's going to be, I reached out. He's going to be on ours a couple of weeks from now.
Right. But he said, his quote was, how far you can hit the ball puts a limit on your potential as a golfer.
And yeah.
That was just like something obviously we've talked about, but something that I've like seen a bunch now, because I think a lot of people are quoting it. And
if
man,
you don't hit
like,
it that far, you can't score.
Even it's funny, like you're just saying with like the added length, how much of like a difference it is.
And I never really thought, you know, that definitely like resonates now because I'm doing that. But like when I was hitting the ball, like terribly off the tee, you know, it makes sense. Like if you're not hitting the ball well off the tee, if you're a short hitter and, you know, and it's going all over the place, you're probably not all that good with your irons either.
Right.
Now you're hitting from further away and you're hitting like, you know, five,
long
six
irons.
And of course you're not going to hit the green. Right. Like,
Right. So true.
Think about it. I've always said that about like the long hitters in our group. Like when we both hit the same drive, you know, if Brett and me and Krafik, and we're all hitting different clubs, but you know, the longer hitters are going to hit an eight where we'll be hitting a seven or a six.
Right.
And yeah, that's a huge difference.
Right. Like, right.
There's just
control
a huge
of the
difference
yeah.
of control.
Yeah.
So it definitely makes a difference. So glad you're getting it out there, Frank.
Yeah.
That's great. I played in a scramble tournament, so I don't really have much to say. The only thing I do have to say though, is if anybody listening to this podcast has doubted my putting, just get in touch with Chris Shaw and ask him. That's all I have to say. So
I need that to be explained.
So we I putt well again. Just it's unbelievable. Draining putts. I was the anchor putter in a scramble for the first time in my life, and I drained so many putts. It was awesome. But then we got to our second to last hole and Shaw's group's last hole, and he was like, "Oh, do you want to play? Do you want to play as an eightsome?" I was like, "Sure, like we can do this hole, and you guys do your thing, we do our thing." And we get to the green, and we had, I would say, probably like a 25, 30, 35 foot putt. And Shaw was chirping the whole day. He had stole my putter in the beginning.
Cause
he's like, "Oh, somebody stole your putter." And I was, I get back to my bag, and he literally took my baby out of the bag and put it in his bag. So right off the bat, I was like, "Okay, I got to show this guy." So then he goes up there and all three guys, putt. And then he said something, he was kind of chirping, and I just get up there and I bang that thing in there. Like it was nothing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He saw it. He knows what's going on. He knows.
He's aware.
And as I'm walking up, I just went and I almost like walked it in, grabbed the putter, waved to everybody. I did my thing. And then on my way off the green, I just said, "With the code Lefties Lounge Podcast, you get 10% off a sick putter."
Oh my God.
Which is not true, but, might be in the future.
Sounded good though. Yeah.
But yeah, it sounded great. It was awesome. And also we had a few drinks too, so that was helping.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in you, John. You said you played Candlewood.
Yes.
And you said you didn't play very well.
Well, I didn't at the point that I was finished talking to you, yes, I said I sucked.
Okay. Yeah. I think the word, hold on a second. I'm going to look right now. Yeah. Sneaky. I blew everything by. Just no feel for speed.
No. I was going to say
bogeys.
Yeah. I was going to say, so the,
what else?
I would love to have a sick putter. Cause yeah, no, my putting's been just horrendous. Just three, dude. Yeah. So no, this is what I started. Oh, I made,
there it is. I'm trash today. Quote.
Yeah. It was bad.
I'm trash today.
So I hit a ball. The first four holes, I hit two tee shots on two and four that were legit, like probably a foot behind the tree, where like you could do nothing but hit them sideways. So it was like kind of one of those days.
Yeah.
So I was pretty frustrated. So I made a par on one, and then I went bogey, 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 triple.
So you were like,
yeah. And in those I had three, two of those were three putts. For bogey. And then on the day, I had three putts for bogeys. So hitting greens in regulation and just three putting. Dude, one of them was like from 18.
Let's get to the point here. You were quote unquote trash today, but what did you shoot?
Yeah, that was after the sixth hole, which I was 1, 2, 3, 4. I was 7 over, but I shot 82. I did birdie the next hole. But yeah, I shot 42-40.
So I'm just astonished.
It wasn't good though. It was not good. It was not good.
You're that. So this is, you're going to be that guy now?
No, it's just,
I'm trash.
Here's why.
I shot a 79 today. Well, shitty, real shit.
No, it was, I'll give my reasoning is, the reason that it was like, the reason it was saved today was driver, which was like, that's not, it wasn't like repeatable. So that's, you can kind of throw that out the window. Like I hit driver so good today, like on the back. So that's
it'll
like
never happen again. Right.
Well, I mean, not confidently.
And, no, I know what you're saying.
And so like, it was short game and putting. And it's like, if you're bad there, you're just like, yeah, like you could hit it as good as you want. Like I hit it good today, but an 82 is an 82. I was hoping to finally break 80 there, but
it's just funny to me. I got Frank on the top here in the video and he's ecstatic about his 82 and Mr.
I was happy about it.
Much different.
It just didn't see it. And that's why I love golf, because it's just 82s are different.
Yeah, that's it. For sure.
Like 82s. Yeah, yeah. It's the same number.
I mean, I'm not
but
mad.
They're different.
At it.
Yeah. I mean, to give Kraftwerk a little credit here and to like back him up a little bit. I will back him up a little bit. It's like after six holes, he was seven over. So like, he's not exactly
seven.
Over.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, and also his 82 probably looked very different than my 82. Right. Like it's so funny.
Golf, honestly, this week has blown my mind. Like I was talking to Dave about like what has changed for him, like Hammy, like all everybody. It's just everything's blowing my mind. Like these guys aren't going and getting lessons and like some, but something has to change to do this.
Right. Right.
Like we got to do another mindset
here. What's like that? With the other guys? Obviously we know what we're doing, but like, what are the common themes of the other guys?
Dave's is mostly mental. He just said that he's not swinging as hard off the tee and he's just trying to get it in play and he's not worried about the outcome of his shots. He's just hitting the next shot and hitting the next shot and not getting too far ahead of himself, not counting strokes, not doing anything, just literally like changing his mindset is basically what it is. So I think we're due for another mindset. We got to try it again.
Another mindset. Yeah. I was going to say the only real theme between everything is obviously just that they're listeners of the podcast. Like if you look at the entire group, literally the entire group's handicap has gone down.
Common denominator. If you listen just to this podcast get interviewed in this podcast, you become
get better at golf.
You get better at golf.
That's right, dude.
Yeah. We'll have to get ready. We'll have to keep track of this. We'll see how like Caitlin Dambaugh's doing. Yeah, Cody won. Ayers is gonna probably win pretty soon. Grennis is over in like Ireland right now playing on some. Did you hear that?
Oh yeah.
He's literally in Ireland. One of the guy he caddies for or something was just like, hey, you buy a ticket to come over, you can come over and play all these courses. And he's like, okay, and just goes over like so.
Went from South Dakota to Ireland.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah.
Similar golf out here.
Listen to this and you're going to get better.
Right.
And have awesome golf trips. That's just what it's going to happen. All right. So let's get into this Olympic talk. What do you think of like the Olympics in general? Not even Olympic golf. You guys Olympic fans or?
Dude, I used to kind of be somewhat, I'd say, into it. Like I would at least like act like I was into it. Dude, I am not into it at all.
You're just anti.
Just complete. Not. I wouldn't say anti. It's just.
Know who you know. Voted for?
It's. I don't know. I just don't like. It's not. Dude, you see the viewership's down like 35%. And I know the viewership and kind of everything is down of just where we're at, like with cable television and viewership and whatever.
You want to know what it is? It's Peacock.
I don't know what that number is. Ruining everything. Right. I don't know what that number is.
Literally ruining everything.
Yeah. I don't know what that number is, but I will say I actually did watch the men's, I watched them lose their first game, men's basketball at like,
I thought you were going to say in the morning
on Peacock. But no, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Guy. Do you? Well, yeah. Are you an Olympic guy?
I'm a big Olympic guy, dude. Big.
What
Olympic
do you?
I wouldn't expect just, that.
I watch.
Yeah,
everything.
I would not expect that,
dude.
You
I was
definitely
watching,
don't watch everything.
No, I do. I
you
love
watch 5 minutes of everything and then say that you watch
the
everything.
Biggest thing that I don't like. Okay, and that's not true, Frank. I see you raising, shaking your damn head.
Because I know that's what half the
people.
The
only
out
thing
there,
I'm like, not a big fan of is the long, swimming. Like the 1500 and the
it
takes fucking 20
it just
minutes
takes forever,
right?
And the running, the long distances and like cross country. Like, I don't watch that crap because that's boring as hell. But, dude,
did you guys see the boat?
Volleyball?
Did you see the triathlon? Sorry,
yeah, no, the triathlon. I don't
know,
really
but then did you guys see what happened to triathlon?
No,
so they obviously start with swimming, right? So, so they're all lined up on the dock to like ready to go. And for whatever reason, there was like a boat in front of it. Like it was a boat that had to do with the race. I don't know what it was doing there, but and they like blew the horn or whatever, and like the boat was in front of half of everybody. So like half of them all dove in, and half of them are like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Oh my god.
So then like the boat tried to get away, and then they all jump in, and then like it's just chaos, like trying to get people to stop.
Just in the Olympics.
In the Olympics, yeah. That so, like, some of them swam a little bit out, and then, you know, they had to all come back. Disaster. Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. So, honestly, though, I love the Olympics. I have been watching swimming, and I watched the gymnastics last night. Simone Biles is really just – you hear that whole story? She's mentally checked out from having the weight of the world on her shoulder for the past – I mean, she's 24, so she's just had it. I mean – that shit's heavy.
Had enough.
Yeah. She's had enough. She's like, I literally. So basically, this just came out today too. It's very exciting. She's got what's called the twisties. Okay. So in golf term, it's basically shanks. Having the yips or the shanks or something like that.
They call them the twisties. So they call them the twisties. Twist.
So like she'll go and try and do a flip and she almost gets like some blocked. Sort of like vertigo.
Yeah.
Where she feels like she needs to twist. But like with the crazy stuff that she's doing, she could literally kill herself. Like,
oh my God,
getting lost in the air. Last night she did.
Right.
She did the vault and literally got lost in the air and still landed it.
That's like, wild.
Isn't so one that thing I crazy hate about though? The Olympics?
So would you say is she Tony Finau? Like who is she in like the golf world?
God,
like,
no.
Just
she's dominated Tiger for Woods. So long.
She's right, Tiger right, Woods.
Right. Oh, okay.
Tiger Woods. But and she right literally now? Just got into a car crash just now. Like yesterday, Jesus. Just now. Jesus. So it might take her till next year to get back.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think she's. No, this is it.
No, she's done. Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
It's it. Because
that's the whole. That was what I heard.
Yeah, this is 4 years. She's gonna be 28 years old. She's not Olympian.
Like that. She barely. Like she barely even did this year.
There was some Spaniard who was like 48 years old that was qualifying.
It's also on Spain. Like we're the best gymnasts in the world, and like the running.
Frank, we're not because we are second to the Russian Olympic Committee.
My point is,
we came in silver.
Now we're rolling 17 and 18 year olds out there.
We came in second. Bullshit. Not,
you know, it is what it is. It just
we had them right where we wanted them.
Olympians are young. That's what it is.
Frank, especially in gymnastics. She's coming back. A, I think she's coming back, and B, if we just didn't screw up in the floor, whatever those things are. Where they bounce? Yeah, the floor routines. We would have had them.
So you're
Russians were falling all over the beam, man.
You're saying you like this stuff, but you have no interest in the golf.
It's weird, super weird. Like I'm gonna watch the golf.
Yeah,
but man, it's hard for me to get into it. It's hard for me to get into it.
So my theory on not being interested in golf, and also like I'm not interested in basketball. Like it means nothing to me. Is because we are inundated with these sports constantly, right? Like especially in the United States, we're always like they're always on TV, and they're also more
in there.
Like you can argue the more important thing is like the NBA Finals and the Masters.
Oh hell yeah, this is you know what I mean?
That's my point. Right. So like 100%. If they're not playing for the ultimate prize, like why am I going to care when like gymnasts. And swimmers this and runners, like, this is the pinnacle of their sport, right? Yeah. So it's like, and we only see them every 4 years, right?
Like,
so
I
only
can't
see
believe
Simone Biles once every 4 years. Only see
I can't believe Katie you guys, Ledecky Katie Ledecky. Did you see that race? She lost too that Australian that just has a crazy last 50 meters. Unbelievable strength.
Maybe Ronnie does like it. These Ronnie is
are incredible. God. And you're then the young me. Chick, the 17-year-old, when Lily King was supposed to win the 100
from
the
100 Alaska
freestyle. Yeah, the Alaskan. Did you see all the people? Oh my God. Shelby was crying. Like
more importantly,
Shelby was literally crying.
More importantly than everything you're saying is Rory's not wearing a hat right now. He's kind of weird.
He never does in those big competitions.
Yeah.
When
no
he
hat.
Is outside of a PJ Tour event, he's a complete European.
Yeah.
He just does not. He refuses to wear a hat.
God, they're some phenomenal uniforms, though, by the way. The Aussies. Oh my God. The Korean uniform. Sungjae Im right now, you got to look at Sungjae Im's uniform. Sungjae. That's probably one of the best shirts I've ever seen.
Ronnie, you saying Rory like Americanizes himself when he comes over here?
I do. Yep.
Like he's a fraud then. He's just a complete fraud.
Well, because he has
I've thought that for a long time. Honestly.
What do you mean he has to?
Oh, no, I guess he doesn't have to. No, there's not like a rule. No, well, the sponsor. Smiley I'm sure it's like sponsor.
Oh, sponsors. Good call.
Right, like, okay. Just like just because yeah, it's
I don't even know. I don't. Yeah, he's not a fraud, I guess, because he's just forced to do it.
He's a sellout, is what you're saying.
He's a sellout, yeah. Exactly.
Don't lo- I'm not crazy about the USA uniforms, but I don't think they're bad.
They're just bland. All yeah, of them
they're
are just bland.
Yeah, except yeah, for the not... Aussies. The Aussies is fire.
Well, those two also, look the most ridiculous in the visor.
Incredible.
Cam wore the visor.
It's also like hat? ASIC. Yeah, it's ASIC. The, yeah. The hat. Like the hat looks hat. Like. Yeah, it's like
literally,
a. It's
they
a
stole
volleyball
it from track
hat.
And field.
Yeah, it's a volleyball hat. It's a beach volleyball.
They just said, "Hey, we have some extra ones for you guys."
Hilarious.
Oh my God! So what are we excited about here? What's the deal with the Olympics? I know. So what? 60 people are qualified for this, right? It's a no cut event, 72 holes, for both men and women. Pretty crazy how the U.S. is the only team that has four players in it. So do you know that you're only allowed to have two, right? Unless people are ranked in the official world golf ranking in the top 15. That. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
dumb.
You could have four if and that actually happened on the women's side with South Korea.
I guess Ireland, yeah.
Yeah.
Shane Lowry and Rory. Yeah, wow, that's interesting.
Does anybody else have three? Did England? No.
Nope. That's it.
Interesting.
So it's pretty wild.
I hate that. It's making me hate this even more than I already do.
It doesn't make sense, right? I mean,
well,
why should
I think
they
should everyone should send either two or three or four people. Like take your four best from wherever and they should be able to play. It shouldn't be based on world golf rankings. I understood getting into I don't even think
it's just,
it should be
that's
that
just
either.
Qualifications.
I think it should almost be like a qualify. I don't know.
That's it. That's just qualifications. And I was reading that you don't qualify through the official world golf ranking. You qualify through the Olympic world golf rankings, which when you read it, it's just the exact same thing as the world golf rankings, but they call it the Olympic world golf.
So like, stupid.
It's just so silly to me. Like it's just,
this is,
the more I read up on it is it's just like, yes, I love my country. I love the Olympics. I'm very passionate about the Olympics. But it's tough. It's a tough ask.
I mean, and we would,
John Rahm is not in it now because he got COVID for the 13th time.
Dude, Rory Bryson. Doesn't even care about it. Like, listen to Rory talk about the Olympics. He's like, I don't even want to be here right now.
But that's for a different reason, though. I
know, but it's
because of his country and like what
he doesn't like the government.
But it's still like
it's still strange.
Yeah, it's just like this. It's like to your point. This feels like a complete bye week. This is a bye week.
It does, doesn't it?
With the Ryder Cup coming up, this has no. It doesn't feel like it has any like not so validity.
There's three guys that are happy to be there. Number one is Tommy Fleetwood.
And
some reason, I don't know. I guess he talked to Justin Rose and he's just like super passionate about like how awesome it was to win the gold. And like, of course, the guy who won gold is going to say that. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the other two guys are clearly the South Korean.
Right.
Sung Jae-im and Siwoo Kim.
Colin Morikawa seems pretty pumped to be there.
Yeah,
probably because he's playing pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to go.
Doesn't he have family ties? Him and Xander, right? I think both of them have like family ties here
to the Olympics. Yeah, I think Xander was pumped too. But like,
no, to Tokyo, I believe.
Oh, to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe
I don't know. Yeah,
or something like that. But yeah, I mean, to say that nobody's pumped about it, like that would be dumb to say.
Yeah, but the best players in the world, the best players in the world are turning down the opportunity to go there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like Bryson goes down, right? So Bryson goes down. Brooks says no. Patrick Cantlay says no. Harris English says no. And then Patrick Reed says,
Captain America.
There's a reason why you call me Captain America.
I love that.
I'm back.
He's gonna win.
I'm
He's
going.
Win. He's
going
to win.
I hope he wins. I hope he wins so badly. I am rooting so hard for him.
Not going to lie to you. I am so pumped that he's there. Like, I know he's going to play. He's probably going to not do well because he's literally traveling and then playing like right when he gets there. So he's not going to do well the first day. But I am like in this and the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup. I am a huge Patrick Reed fan. That's all there is to it. I love my country.
You have to.
Yeah. Yo, okay. So the only cool thing that's come out of the Olympics is I've heard this, some may call it a conspiracy theory, but this theory that the reason that Bryson got quote unquote COVID was so that he didn't have to go to the Olympics, so that they wouldn't test him for PEDs because that's how he would get popped. That's actually why he was playing poorly this year, is because he was like preparing his body to go to the Olympics, and he couldn't get popped. He
couldn't pass a test.
So he realized that the easiest way to do it was like, yo, I'll just get COVID. Like, I'll just either get it or say I got it. And I can make a couple fake tests. What are the chances that happened?
I mean, with him, I mean, with him than anybody, clearly, yeah. You know?
If it's going to happen to anybody, it's going to happen to Bryson. I mean,
but I like this rumor. Like, I do like this. So
isn't that? Yeah, there were some legs to the back end of the story too. There were some interesting angles that I didn't think about. So it's definitely something I'm going to dive deeper into, but I think that's the best thing that's coming.
We'll have some more answers. We got to get Bryson on here for like a tell all. Cause he's he's ready to write a book right now with his,
oh, I'm sure.
So guys, what would make this better? Like, what in your mind, like what makes it more interesting? Like, what can the Olympics do?
Have nothing. A good take on this. No, they definitely could do it. The format, 1,000%
format. They can't do anything to the format. If you
yes,
if
they
you,
could.
No, they can't.
No, add four more people and make this a match play event.
Listen, that's here's the thing though. That's not what the Olympics are. The Olympics are supposed to be like this is what the best player, like how do the best leagues and how do the best players in the world decide a champion? It's four round stroke play matches. So same thing with the swimmers, like you're not changing any of the swimming events. You're not changing any of this other sports. This is golf. You have the Ryder Cup to do everything like that.
That's a very good point, but I think
it's an excellent point. I did not think of that. So
I didn't either.
Impressed.
Your point is well taken. However,
I'm with you.
Like the Dell match play.
I'm so with you.
Did the round robin. The best guy goes in, and then you got 16 guys that just battle it out, and you have freaking
there should be a team feel to it.
Yes, I think there should be both, like what other sports do. So, kind of, Gravity, you said like every sport doesn't change things. That is true. However,
somewhat
every other sport does really have it. Not every sport, but a lot of sports have team aspects, right? So we're just talking about gymnastics. You have a team event that you can win. Swimming, you have relays. So there's like there's team aspects. If you did like a that'd be tough to play like six or eight rounds, but if you cut it in half and did like, I don't know, two like individual rounds and then do two rounds where it is match play or some sort of team format, I think that may get people going. But again, the problem with that is the Ryder Cup's more important to these guys, clearly.
Yeah, right.
So like it's
back to your point, kind of like that's
the only way you can do Masters. It is if so, people play in it and you build suspense, and that's just clearly not going to happen. So
yeah. So my counter to the point that I made was look at like what basketball's done with like the 3-on-3 and how different of like a game that feels
so
like.
Dumb.
So I understand it's dumb, but it's a different. Ronnie was surprised by that. No, yeah, I think
that was electric when I watched it.
Oh,
so I had no idea what's going on.
They just don't stop. They're just going.
It looks like
shots. Like
it looks like a try-hard old man Sunday game of basketball. Yeah, exactly. Like that's half court. Like
I saw the women playing, and I was like, I literally was sitting there going, "What is going on? Like, what is this game?" Like,
so my
three basketball with no stopping, literally no stopping.
Is it better or worse than skateboarding?
I'd probably rather watch skateboarding.
Yeah, like
skateboarding.
But so what they did, and so if you think about, like, I'm just thinking of the mainstream sports in general, but like basketball with itself, like FIBA, like they do play by some different rules. Like the game is different. So my thing would be in the Olympics, like change the rules of like golf. So like make the game like a little different. Like you keep the. I know this obviously would never happen in golf. Like, but you keep the same like stroke play format, but like. I don't know. Maybe fucking
par three course.
Give guys a mulligans. Play the course at like a different thing. Yeah.
Play the cradle.
Play the reds. Play the reds. Play the reds.
They made a TV show out of Top Golf. Go to Top Golf.
Yeah. Just play like something. I don't know. Like,
play opposite handed.
Play opposite handed. Yeah.
Or play even like further back. Like make it like 8,500 yards or something. Yeah. Like, just do something ridiculous.
Right.
Do something crazy.
Yeah. Let the course go. Let the course completely go.
Yeah, no, yeah, don't mow at all.
Actually,
just like, yeah. Only mow the green. All right.
Who do we got?
We need to wrangle this back.
Who do we got for favorites? And then what'd you say?
We need to wrangle this horse back in.
Yeah, I gotta tie it in because I was about to go off on 3-on-3.
There, no, that was the worst. Held that was myself the worst together. Olympics preview. That was electric.
Yeah, we didn't say it'd be good. We did not.
No, God, it's just like the Olympic golf. It's just kind of trash. So who do you guys got for favorites? I honestly think if the Americans don't win a gold, I'm going to be disappointed. We have like the top guys.
Yeah, the three
in the world.
The three best odds are are Americans.
Literally 3, 4, 5, and 12. And
I think Colin's Patrick. Your favorite, right? I mean,
yeah. Oh. Colin, Xander, Justin Thomas are the top three.
Yeah, so. And I would say in that order, they're probably that's who I would pick.
Yeah, yeah, like, I know, right?
Well, okay. except the Koreans, man. I mean, they're either they're gonna finish like terribly because they're just gonna choke under pressure, or
the only cool thing about it is it is on right now, which is kind of cool that it's like 9:30 at night. We can,
but then it goes to like 3:30 in the morning. So
I know.
I also looked the Siwoo Kim thing and Sung J-M, and it's not a gold medal for the
it's just a medal.
Yeah. So like, dude, get that bronze. They're just gonna be. I'm really rooting for those guys.
I'll ask this. We because Ronnie, we talked about this last week on the podcast. Yeah. But Kravik.
Oh God, Siwoo Kim is literally the worst. There's I don't know how many guys are in the field right now. He's the worst scorer. There's probably 40 guys playing. He's the worst in the field right now.
No,
I mean, you said it about Simone Biles. Siwoo Kim has to have the most pressure on earth.
Yeah, he's one over
the weight of the world.
Tied for last.
Yeah, he's
T last.
Put that on the
graphic. So here's sad. The question, though. Here's the question that I asked Ronnie, and I've asked this question before on the podcast in a different context. But if you're coming up 18 and you got Siwoo next to you, and you know, you're both fighting for bronze, and like you have like a 3-footer to beat him, do you miss the 3-foot putt?
So it's funny.
So if it's silver, so now that it's, because last week at the karate, we were just like, no way.
In any other situation, I would never say yes to missing that putt in this situation, which
it's honestly, a bronze, dude. Now that I know it's a bronze, I'd miss it all
but,
day.
But then it's like, yeah. So you just said how much you love your country and you're just going to not that the medal means anything in the grand scheme of things.
But
right?
For you,
well, that's what like, I'm saying. Like
for the
like,
country in the games. No, I know. I would but rather for you, have, it would. No, I would for rather you, have, I'm saying like in the grand scheme of the games.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, but at no. His
grand scheme I would, of his life.
Yeah. No,
I'd rather have a lifelong friend in you know, Sung J-M
yeah,
than
dude.
A bronze medal. Because
yeah,
you know,
here's the thing.
At Christmas and like
karma's a real bad bitch, and that is the most good juju you could ever put on your side. Like that dude doesn't have to serve in the military. No, that's insane.
Well,
it's insane for 2 years.
Would there be a South Korean hex on you though, from the country of South Korea? If you,
I don't see like, myself going there.
If they ever found out, like
that you missed it
like,
on purpose. Oh my God, you're right. Oh, the reverse voodoo. You can't do it. That dark magic's even worse. Yeah, that's the dark arts. That's the dark arts. I'm out. I'm taking
it. I might be out. I might have just talked myself out of that. I'm looking in the eyes and draining that 3-footer and saying, have fun.
Yeah. I have another scenario. Say you're like 100 yards out, right? And you're playing with Siwoo, right? And you guys are coming up. And if you birdie the hole, right, you win it. And you just hole out. Like you just hole out from 100 yards and you're just like, you look at him, you're just like, sorry, dude. Like, I didn't
know. Yeah. Wait, are they our allies? Is that something I should know?
Yeah,
they are. Okay, fine. Then we're cool. Then I'd let admit it. I'd say no.
Should have done the background on that.
Yeah. I know, right?
You're South Korean.
I'm so on offense about this. I don't know what I'd do. I'd have to be in the moment, Frank. That's a tough question.
That's what I do. I bring up the tough question.
That was a tough question.
So who else? I think Matsuyama is going to play really well. This is the same course that he won his amateur event to get into his first Masters to qualify. So that's pretty big, very comfy there, and it would be a huge win for him. And the Americans, they got to do well.
I'm going to say
disappointed.
Right. Oh, this dude, this one dude has a name that's like, yo, go through. We should try to read some of these names. We had, we said Seamus. There's one dude's name. I swear to God, I looked at it. I thought it said Airbnb. It's Anirban Lahari.
Anirban Lahiri.
I was like, oh, Anirban. I was like, that's Airbnb.
Anirban Lahiri. Yeah. Okay. You pronounce them and I'll try and see who it is because
Yichan Wayan. Okay. Jazz Jana not around.
Tanagard.
No, that's wrong.
Jazz.
He's on the tour. He's a good. He's
yeah,
not
yeah,
he's
yeah.
A good
they're just good last names. My prediction.
What about this one? K. Grog Johansson. But it's if you look at it, Jorgensen. It's the longest name ever. Do you see that one? T14 right now graphic.
Oh yeah! Wow.
Above Jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys really want to screw some names up? Go and. Look at the girls list.
Look at the women's dude. I know. Yeah.
Pretty much just on the LPGA too.
You know, I'm going to say, I think it's him. Migliozzi or whatever his name is. What's that guy's name that you loved from who has the hair.
That's Marcel Seam.
Marcel Seam.
No. I know.
The other guy.
Oh, Miggy. Yeah. Miggy. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah.
boy, Miggy.
Oh, what's Miggy. His first name?
Well, Miggy from the Bronx. I think it's MM, right? No,
G. It's G. M.
Miggy from the Bronx. This podcast is going downhill.
Oh yeah, Guido. Yeah, some great names. My prediction God. Is Xander because it his feels like Guido. Guido. Oh duh, Guido Magazzoli.
Yes.
My picks is Xander.
Also, I don't think you could say that.
Guido.
Yeah.
my pick Xander because it feels like it's not that big of a tournament, so he's gonna close. This
Jesus.
Speaking of not big tournaments, let's talk about Cam Chance for 5 minutes and get out of here.
Wow, yeah. We'll touch on the 3M. Final thoughts on the 3M. did you watch it at all?
I watched. So Mark texted us. I watched the first couple days just because the featured groups had I was actually watching Rory and
and Matt Wolf. Watching. Yeah, because your boy was playing.
But then I didn't watch any of the weekend, and I turned on Mark was like, yo, what is happening right now? Like, what did Cam just do?
Yeah.
And he had blown the driver on 18, and I turned it on, and it was fucking great. That was a great watch. Like, it was a great time to turn it on.
I heard the commentators were just like so appalled that he was hitting driver there.
Yeah, because he didn't hit driver the whole back nine or something.
He was up by two.
Yeah,
with a par five.
It was a par five. But
really nothing. Like he blew that. So
that is the hardest. The hardest par five on tour, which is interesting.
Yeah, but was the water even reachable off the tee?
I don't even know.
I don't think it was
in play for him. It might have been for him, but
he did blow that shit to the left.
Oh, it was way left. But that was an incredible. That was a mega five. That was such a good five. It was such a good five. Good. And that wedge he hit in was stone cold killer.
Yeah.
He's a weird dude though. Like
super weird.
Now he's got a win in each of the last three seasons, which is only like a handful of guys to ever do that.
What?
Yeah, he has, and I don't know if you know this, but he has more wins than Louis and Tony combined.
It's so wild.
He has three wins, and he won in each of the last three seasons, which is crazy. Is what I was saying.
Louis's got to have more wins than that. I'm a fact checker.
No, dude. What do you mean? He's got none on the U.S. soil. He's got one over. Well, he's got the. Yeah, I mean, he's got what?
Just I think major, you're right. I think I heard that stat too.
No, it is. It's him and with three wins. He has more wins than Louis and Tony combined.
He's got the
Louis's got one. That's it.
He's got the Open. Yeah, and a bunch of Europeans
on the PGA Tour. Yeah.
How crazy is that? That Louis Oosthuizen has one win.
This is what's crazier. Cam Champ now has three wins. He only has seven career top tens. So he's only been in the top 10 seven times. And he's three of them are wins.
Terrible this year too. He's been terrible.
Putt. Yeah, he's been literally. He's just good at driving the golf ball and not like just far, and that's been his game. But yeah, he's been like I think it's he's just I think he's had negative strokes gained putting like almost every one of his rounds this year, and it's like you're just never gonna compete in the PGA Tour like that. But
and then this week he finally
rolls some putts in. Yeah, he rolls putts in and he wins a tournament. It's like. It's wild that like
We talk about that with Colin too. Like if he doesn't putt, he's not really there. And really, it comes down to putting a lot of times. All these guys can smack it around, you know.
Yeah.
But God, Frank, I said I wasn't going to talk about Louis, and I'm just going to let you guys talk about it. But like, how many times is this guy going to finish in second place?
No, we said we weren't going to talk about him.
Did he finish T2? He finished T2.
Jesus. He finished T2.
I knew he was backdooring, but I didn't know he was going to actually backdoor at T2.
It's disgusting.
That's just
it's disgusting. The stats,
class. It's
I looked it up, and I mean, it's ridiculous. Like I'm going to have a whole thing on him next time. I think where I'm just going to lie and keep talking about him because it's incredible when you think about it. Like he's just going to go down as like the best second place golfer ever.
Yeah,
that's just that. There's no doubt about it because he's.
I don't know. There's some. Listen,
the guy doesn't want to win.
Tony's young. Xander's super young. Like there's some guys out there.
Tony's a top 10 guy. There's nobody like Louis. He's just so he's so nice.
But that's the thing is he's playing such good freaking golf. Like it sucks to watch three rounds of him just be nails, and then Sunday it's like. Yeah, let's just throw out everything that's just happened in the last 72 holes. Let's just play 54 holes of bogey-free golf, and then let's just shit our pants on the back nine of Sunday.
There's a couple people that I was pulling for.
On the 3M.
Pat Perez I was pulling for, and Jimmy Walker. We haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah, Pat Perez.
So cool to see Pat Perez.
Ricky
kind of
hung around too.
I didn't want to be the one that brought it up.
My next guy was gonna say Ricky.
Dude, he's playing some golf.
He's actually playing pretty well, man. What was he, leader after Friday, right?
Yeah.
And Saturday.
He played.
No, I think it was just Friday. Yeah.
Saturday.
He played bad. Just playing good golf. He's playing some good golf.
He's playing kind of good, like consistently good golf. Yeah. So that's another conspiracy theory too.
What does he have to show for right now?
Well, no, just better finishes. Like he's actually playing
in the Olympics.
Finishing in like the top 30 in tournaments instead of like he's actually climbing back up. He's playing decent golf for like literally. That's what we're saying. Just for himself, consistently.
For Ricky in a slump.
For Ricky right now, yeah. Like he's it seems like he might be actually finding something for the first time in a long time.
Did you see the glasses stat?
Yeah. So do you know why? Like that whole thing that he's essentially blind. He's blind, and that the glasses are prescription. They're prescription glasses, and now he can actually finally see. Like that. That's a legit thing. That's a legit theory that he has not been able to see, which is so ridiculous to think.
Yeah, You want to know who's gonna come after this Olympic little bye week for everybody? You know who's gonna have glasses on?
Oh,
Bryson.
Oh my god, that would be hilarious.
Guaranteed, he'll have prescription sunglasses.
It'd look like Phil's though, because he's like Phil's little child right now.
That's another guy that wore glasses.
Yeah,
won a PGA championship.
I think it's the same thing. They're prescription too. Phil's probably aren't. Phil's are probably polarized.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god. All right, well, you got anything else on 3M? We'll get into final thoughts here and then get the hell out of here.
No. No. I got nothing.
I love it.
It's a bye week.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, not a final thought, but almost a pre-final thought. We didn't get to go to Pete. Frankie, obviously, you're moving and doing that whole thing, so you weren't able to go. Graphic, you had what, 7 hours of freaking traffic?
Yeah,
or something?
I sat in the car. Yeah, I went 18 miles. I was in the car for 2 hours and 15 minutes. Yeah. That was unbelievable. I do have an update.
Okay.
I don't think I shared this before, but I just got another early delivery update. I got a new set of shafts coming in that are coming in Thursday, which is massive. So I got finally some correct fits.
Hey, let's put it out. I don't know if you figured out somebody to change them for you, but let's put that out there right now. Anybody listening that has connections that could slap some shafts on pretty quick? Because what's the lead time? A couple weeks somewhere else?
At some of these, at the other big places. So we'll see.
You can't be out.
We're getting close to CMG, I know.
That's what I'm saying. We need this. We need this.
Yeah.
So if anybody has some connections and we can get you, we'll figure out a way to get you the clubs. And if you could do it in like an hour, that would be great.
And they'll probably be in Connecticut Friday too, if we're going to Pete's. So maybe we'll see. Maybe, yeah. Because I'm getting them Thursday, which is nice.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Well, I didn't even think about this time.
Oh, man.
Next time I play golf, I'm going to play better than I did this last time, under 80.
Whoa. He's going back to back, he said.
Wow.
Rolling, baby.
Listen, I'm gonna take half the money I won on the first bet, and I'm gonna hammer the under. I'm gonna hammer the under again.
You should hammer the over for sure this time.
I'm gonna look for. I'm gonna say it now, but I'm also gonna look where you're playing, and I'm gonna see the line.
Yeah, true.
You know, but we'll put the line out there on Instagram and see what everybody else thinks too. So, final thoughts, John?
Yeah. The Texas State Open was going on this week. I don't know if you saw sponsor exemption, Johnny Manziel and Tony Romo. It was like over 100 degrees there. Tony Romo was playing the Texas State Open in a golf cart that had AC. Is that cheating?
Yes.
That's cheating.
Yes.
He's in a golf cart that has AC. Dude, it was like 110 degrees there. People were dying.
That's cheating.
He's got full on AC. It's completely enclosed. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's cheating.
He shot one over. How is that allowed? He shot one over day one. I don't know what he shot day two.
How is that allowed, though?
I have no idea how that's allowed.
If that's a sanctioned event, how is that allowed?
I know. I don't know. Texas State Open.
Mr. Ballo was out there in the heat today kicking ass. He didn't have an air conditioner.
He didn't have to walk?
Yeah, they had to walk.
No, Texas. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I Googled it. And first article that comes up, Golf Digest, Tony Romo shows up to Texas State Open with an air-conditioned golf cart. Oh, that's great.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we'll see if that's legal or not.
Well, we'll get back to that. My final thought has nothing to do with golf. But if you are, if you're kind of into the Olympics, or even if you're not and don't watch it at all, do yourself a favor. Figure out when handball is on. That'll change your life. Handball in the Olympics is fire, and it's a great sport. So get into that if you're not watching golf. So,
oh, that's great.
That's all I got, man. We'll leave them on the 19th.